With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The annual Cayman Cricket Carnival saw a total of 6 girls' teams and 8 boys' teams compete for the Championship Cup. This is the first year that girls' teams took part in the carnival, which is in part due to the appointment of coach Sania Khan, formerly a member of the Pakistan International Women's Team, as Senior Development Officer for Women and Girls here in Cayman. Her work has seen a huge increase in interest in cricket from women and girls with the new Mothers and Daughters program. Gloria Bell, the Department of Education Senior Schools Improvement Officer, says this is not only historic, but timely.
At the moment, we are working on introducing a new primary school PE curriculum when we launch the new curriculum in August. And for PE, we have a new program, Get Set for PE. Unfortunately, cricket is one of those 6 focus sports and it is included. And we felt it important to really ensure that our girls have an equal opportunity and to close that gender disparity. We want to have our girls' cricket teams. This is how they do internationally. So this is really timely as well as historic.
What part did you play in getting all this together?
All right, as the SSIO for Eastern Districts and for, I guess, the programs for the ministry, I usually coordinate all the sporting activities. So that's the part I played, and then we partnered with the Cricket Association, who for all these years have been really sponsoring the games, and so I worked with them, and together with the sports department, we worked to pull this off this year.
What are your thoughts on the girls that are participating for the first time in the carnival?
I think it's so important. I mean, as a West Indian, I'm a cricket fan. And when you look at the world in terms of, we have so many international cricket teams. And is it what we have, World Cup going on right now? Right. So it's really historic, as you said, that it's happening at the same time. And then the girls could see that they have an opportunity, you know, to be able to perform internationally by being exposed. And it should start in the primary school. So that's the opportunity we want to give to them all. We just want to thank the Cayman Islands Cricket Association and the Department of Sports for partnering with us to ensure that all these programs would be able to be implemented smoothly. And cricket really brings us to the end of the academic year, and we could not have done it without the partnering of these organizations. So thanks again.
In the girls' division, St. Ignatius won the Championship Cup, with Cayman Prep A taking the win in the boys' division. In other local sports, the curtain came down on the 2019 CIFA Youth Leagues on Saturday as the boys under 13 and under 17 FA Cup finals were played at the Ed Bush Field in West Bay. Earlier in the week, the boys under 13 FA Cup semifinals were contested as 345 FC3 faced Sunset FC on Wednesday, and 345 FC1 played recently crowned boys under 13 regular season champions Future SC on Thursday. Here's Radio Cayman's Paula Cal with the details.
With a place in the final up for grabs, Sunset FC eased past 345 FC3 7-1, while 345 FC1 defeated Future SC 3-0. In Saturday's finale, 345 FC1 lifted the coveted FA Cup trophy with a clinical 2-0 win over Sunset FC, thanks to goals from Myron Cruz in the 37th minute and Jacob Neverill in the 57th minute. In the boys' under-17 FA Cup final, Academy SC completed a superb season by outlasting Future SC 5-4 in a thrilling sudden-death penalty shootout. Academy's Daniel Wallace opened the scoring in the 28th minute following a brilliant solo run, but a weakened yet determined Future SC outfit never gave up and were rewarded in the 48th minute when their talismanic captain Barry Dre Tibbetts curled a wonder strike into the top corner to level the scores at 1-1. At the sound of the final whistle and with the score locked in at 1-1, penalties would be the deciding factor in this 2019 FA Cup final. Both finalists scored 3 of their allotted 5 penalties as the 2 goalkeepers pulled off a few excellent saves to keep their teams in the contest. Unfortunately, there could only be 1 winner in this game. Academy SC scored their first sudden-death penalty and went on to lift the trophy after Future SC failed to convert their sudden-death penalty. With the victory, Academy SC completed the double as they also won the 2019 Boys Under 17 League. For Radio Cayman Sport, I'm Paula Carl.
And Cayman Islands Flag Football Association will host a skills camp next month. The skills camp will help flag football enthusiasts gain knowledge of the sport before they enter the Premier League. CIFA President William Peguero says the skills camp is something he invented to help promote the flag football fundamentals to newcomers before the National League began.
something to serve both the experienced player, like the veteran and the members of the current league, and then also to promote, you know, new and people that haven't tried it out before that want to try it out, to help them promote fundamentals and learning the sport. We hope to appeal to coaches and players alike so that they can all receive the same information and benefit from it. And then we hope that that'll translate in years to come into a bigger skill camp program where we can obviously then funnel some growth and development. So if we take the stance of let's offer as much information as we can, as much training as we can from that perspective, then I hope that that'll translate into a growth in membership, and then from that obviously a growth in teams.
The skills camp will run this Saturday before the kickoff of the Premier League on July 6th. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.